Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 3.1, Data Analysis in Customer Service. This lesson is part of Module 3, Advanced Application, Real-World Use Cases in Financial Services, in the Data Analytics for Business Leaders course. In this lesson, we'll explore key customer service metrics and their relevance, analyzing customer satisfaction data, and identifying areas for improvement based on data analysis. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to apply analytics to enhance customer service outcomes and improve user experience. Main content: key customer service metrics and their relevance. Understanding key customer service metrics is essential for any business, particularly in the financial services sector, where customer satisfaction can directly impact retention rates and revenue. Key metrics include customer satisfaction score, CSAT. This metric gauges how satisfied customers are with a service or interaction. It's typically measured through surveys that ask customers to rate their experience on a scale from 1 to 5. A high CSAT indicates a positive experience, while a low score highlights areas needing improvement. Net Promoter Score, NPS. NPS measures customer loyalty by asking how likely customers are to recommend a service to others. This score can provide insights into overall customer sentiment and helps businesses identify promoters and detractors. First Response Time, FRT. This metric records how quickly a customer receives an initial response to their inquiry. A shorter FRT usually correlates with higher customer satisfaction, as it shows the company's commitment to addressing customer needs promptly. Customer Effort Score, CES. CES assesses the ease of interaction with the company, focusing on how much effort a customer has to put in to resolve an issue. A lower effort score often leads to higher customer satisfaction and loyalty. By closely monitoring these metrics, companies can gain valuable insights into their customer service performance and make informed decisions to enhance the user experience. Analyzing customer satisfaction data. Once key metrics are established, the next step is to analyze the customer satisfaction data. Analyzing this data allows businesses to identify trends, pain points, and opportunities for improvement. There are various analytical techniques that can be applied. Descriptive analytics. This technique involves summarizing historical data to understand what has happened in the past. For example, if a bank observes a decreasing NPS over several months, they can investigate the root causes, such as service delays or product issues. Sentiment analysis. This method uses natural language processing to analyze customer feedback and determine the sentiment behind it. By categorizing comments as positive, negative, or neutral, companies can understand customer attitudes and identify specific areas for improvement. Correlation analysis. This technique helps identify relationships between different customer service metrics. For instance, a correlation between longer FRTs and lower CSAT scores may indicate that prompt responses are critical to customer satisfaction. Using these analysis techniques, businesses can develop actionable insights that directly inform improvements in customer service processes. Identifying areas for improvement based on data analysis. Identifying areas for improvement is crucial for enhancing customer service outcomes. Data analysis not only highlights strengths but also uncovers weaknesses. Here's how to turn insights into action. Focus on customer feedback. Regularly review customer comments and feedback. If a significant number of customers mention long wait times, consider investing in additional staff or improving self-service options. For instance, implementing a chatbot can provide immediate assistance for common inquiries, reducing the burden on human agents. Benchmark performance. Compare your customer service metrics with industry standards or competitors. This benchmarking can help identify gaps and set realistic improvement targets. For example, if your average FRT is longer than your competitors, this might be an area to target for improvement. Implement changes and monitor results. After making changes based on data analysis, monitor the impact on customer satisfaction metrics. For example, if you reduce response times, track whether CSAT and NPS scores improve subsequently. Continuous monitoring ensures that adjustments are effective and allows for further refinements. Taking a proactive approach to data analysis and utilizing those insights allows organizations to continuously refine their customer service strategies, ultimately leading to enhanced customer loyalty and business success. Conclusion: in this lesson, we explored the importance of key customer service metrics, methods for analyzing customer satisfaction data, and strategies for identifying areas for improvement based on that analysis. By applying analytics effectively, you can enhance customer service outcomes and improve the overall user experience. Remember, continuous improvement in customer service is not just beneficial for customer satisfaction but also for the overall success of your organization. Reflection questions: how can you apply the insights gained from customer satisfaction metrics to improve your customer service strategies? In what ways can sentiment analysis be integrated into your current customer feedback processes? Reflect on a time when analyzing customer service data led to a significant change in your workplace. What was the outcome? Word count: 1,014 words.